Thank you and good morning. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. came to an agreement on Wednesday night to end the government shutdown, as well as to raise the nation's debt ceiling. Congressman Jared Huffman voted to pass the resolution and once again took House leadership to task for the impasse, saying in a statement, and I quote, "Tonight we finally voted on a bipartisan bill to reopen our government and avoid a default. House Republicans may have lost, but this is not a victory for anyone. It's just the end of a shameful episode that never should have happened," unquote. Huffman also commented on the telephone town hall meeting he held on Tuesday night after having answered 15 questions from constituents, questions that touched on the shutdown, NSA surveillance programs, and campaign finance reform, among others. More than 10,000 people signed up for the teleconference, and you can read the transcript or listen to the conference by linking to the congressman's website. Humboldt County is receiving over $60,000 in grant funding from the Emergency Food and Shelter Program to support local organizations that provide food and shelter in the county. The Board of Supervisors will determine how the funds are distributed to emergency food and shelter programs run by local service agencies. Local agencies must be private, voluntary nonprofits, or units of government and must be eligible to receive federal funding. The upcoming winter weather means people living on the street need shelter, as County Supervisor Virginia Bass explains.
You know, you got to get people off the street because people die. And that's really not something we want to have happen. And so I think it's incumbent upon the community to help people make it through a harsh winter.
The deadline for agencies to apply for the funding is November 1st. The Northern California Community Blood Bank has issued a call for blood donors. The blood bank announced that blood groups O negative and A negative have experienced increased demands lately and urged donors and residents to donate if they can, regardless of blood type. You can donate blood at the Blood Center on Harrison Avenue in Eureka, as well as at blood mobiles that will be in various locations throughout the county this week, including in Hoopa, Arcata, Garberville, McKinleyville, and College of the Redwoods. For more information, you can contact the blood bank by phone or check the website at nccbb.org. The rumors have been floating around for several months now, and at Tuesday's City Council meeting, Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager confirmed that Councilmember Lance Madsen will step down due to health reasons. Madsen has agreed to serve until a replacement is found, and that could be through appointment or through a special election. The City Council will discuss the process at its November 5th meeting. The annual earthquake preparedness drill, the Great Shakeout, takes place this morning at 10:17. Last Friday's 4.9 earthquake served as a timely reminder about the need to prepare for what to do before, during, and after an earthquake. An emergency kit, evacuation plans, and family notification plans are all part of that preparation, and they'll be tested during today's drill. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Nelson Mandela has said that education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Hi, this is Roland Richmond from HSU, and I'm an early literacy volunteer. Helping young children learn to read is a powerful way to help make a difference in our community. I'm busy, but few things can be more important than helping ensure our children are well prepared for their education in the future. For more information, please contact Jenny Bowen at 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there's one lasting effect of the economic downturn that hit the country and the state beginning in 2008, it's the impact of the repayment of redevelopment agency money from local cities back to the state. That was done to help the state balance its budget, and City Manager Randy Mendoza, like city managers across California, is now left to find ways for his city to pay that money back, money that was funneled into improvement projects.
Well, the remaining issue is how do we pay back the money that the city has, it was transferred to the city from the former redevelopment agency. Those funds have gone into projects, and now the city's left holding the bag for those.
Mendoza and city staff now have to develop plans for that repayment, and a special meeting of the city council will be held next week.
Our staff is in the process of getting ready to notice a special meeting for Thursday the 24th. At 8:30 in the morning to discuss those issues. It'll start out on with a closed session item of the council to talk price and terms, and then it will open up to the public to talk about a payment plan. How do we pay back the state?
Mendoza also pointed out that dealing with the state on the issue is fraught with contradicting goals between state lawyers and accountants, adding to the difficulties local governments face when it comes to former redevelopment agencies. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.